Sunny, I understand you're beginning with African athletics.
Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African athletics. Long-distance runners from neighboring Kenya and Ethiopia have dominated the annual BMW Berlin Marathon, and that's expected to be the case again Sunday when the race is run for the 42nd time in the German capital. We have to go back to 1998 to find an athlete not from Kenya or Ethiopia who won the overall title in Berlin. The Brazilian Ronaldo da Costa won that year in a then-world record, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 5 seconds. Since then, 8 more world records have been set in Berlin, one of the fastest marathon courses in the world. Last year in Berlin, Kenya's Dennis Kimeto set a new world record of 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. Kimeto is not running in the German capital Sunday, but there's once again top talent from Kenya and Ethiopia who will be competing. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with one of Kenya's leading contenders in the women's race. Here's Andy.
We're about to have a chat with Gladys Chirono, who is one of the hot favourites for the BMW Berlin Marathon this Sunday. Gladys had a fantastic 2015. She was injured last year, supposed to have been running here in Berlin, but she had to make her debut, well, had to, in Dubai in January, around 2 hours, 20 minutes and 3 seconds, finishing only 1 second behind the Ethiopian Aselefek Mergia. Gladys, are you feeling sharp for Sunday? I know it's only your second marathon, but you really have a great pedigree.
Yes, I'm happy because now I'm okay. I've trained very well, and I know I will run my personal best.
Does it feel a bit funny, because in a sense, to be here when originally you thought you were going to be here a year ago and running your debut in Berlin?
This year, last year, I was supposed to be here, but I was injured. But this time, everything is okay. Yes.
It looks, well, you tell me, as if you've had just about a perfect build-up for this marathon, because you had that great debut in the marathon in Dubai in January. You've run personal bests at 10K on the road and half marathon. Just tell me, has it been perfect or not?
Yes, this is perfect. I have trained very well. I know this race is a faster course, and I hope everything will be okay. I will run my best.
Looking at the women's field, and indeed I think it's true of the men's, it's very competitive. It's not all about one runner. Can he or she break a record? Are you aware of that, you know, just how strong the women's field is?
I don't know, because we have a strong women team, and they have run a lot of marathons than me, so I can't say anything now. Let's see on that day.
You know, great runners like Haile Gebrselassie and Paul Tergat have said that they had to learn about the marathon. This will be your second one only. Do you feel you're still learning despite your great debut?
Yeah, maybe we don't know, but this course we have seen men always breaking records. No ladies have been. Maybe it will be our time. We will do so.
You're just 3 seconds outside breaking 2:20. Well, let's say 4 to be mathematically correct. Is that an incentive, or is it more a case of, well, the victory above all?
Yes, I will try my best to run good. Yes, and I will do in the race also.
Well, there you are from Gladys Chirono, one of indeed the favourites, but there are quite a few of them in the women's field at the BMW Berlin Marathon 2015. Race day is Sunday. Thank you, Gladys.
Thank you very much.
One of Uganda's top marathon runners has been honored. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, has that story as well as other sports news.
Ugandan distance runner Solomon Mutai was crowned the Uganda Sports Press Association USPA Personality of the Month for August in Kampala, Uganda. Mutai earned the accolade after clinching a bronze medal in men's marathon on the opening day of the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China last month. In volleyball, Africa's campaign at the World Men's Volleyball Championships ended on a sour note as Iran dismissed Egypt in straight sets and Canada beat Tunisia in a similar fashion in Tokyo, Japan on Wednesday. However, Egypt has something to cheer as Ahmed Abdelhay was named the tournament's top scorer with 230 points and Badawi Mohamed Monim was named the best receiver with 58.62%. The champions United States of America and runners-up Italy qualify for the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics while Poland are bronze medalists.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Turning to rugby, Namibia face a baptism of fire when they challenge world champions New Zealand in their opening match of their campaign at the Rugby World Cup at the Olympic Stadium in London, England, today, Thursday. The Namibians and South Africa are the only teams from Africa at the 20-nation contest. In South Africa, African champions South Africa are seeded in Group A for the Africa Women's Olympic Rugby Sevens qualifier due to start in Johannesburg on Saturday. Namibia, Uganda, Zimbabwe and Zambia are also in Group A. Kenya is seeded in Group B, which also features Botswana, Madagascar, Senegal and Tunisia. The top three teams at the two-day contest stand the best chance of playing at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics next year.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is, and every Sunday I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. As Mark Auma mentioned, Namibia faces a baptism of fire Thursday evening when they play reigning title holder New Zealand at Olympic Stadium in London at the Rugby World Cup. The All Blacks of New Zealand began their campaign for a third world title with a 26-16 victory over Argentina at Wembley Stadium in London. This will be Namibia's first match at the 20-team tournament. New Zealand's head coach, Steve Hansen, says the All Blacks can't make the mistake of overlooking the Namibians.
We can't just assume that Namibia are going to lie down, because they won't. You know, the World Cup's already shown that in previous World Cups, and this one's already shown it. So they'll be proud men, and they'll come out and give it everything they've got, and they'll ask questions of us for sure.
Meanwhile, South African rugby fans have been asking questions for sure after their team's opening 34-32 loss to Japan, a result that's been described as the biggest upset in Rugby World Cup history. The Springboks of South Africa, two-time world champions, will try to bounce back Saturday when they play Samoa in Birmingham, England. South Africa's head coach, Heineke Meyer, is vowing the Springboks can still lift the cup. Here's how he describes the stunning loss to the Japanese.
I mean, it's just unacceptable. We Springboks, by saying that, that doesn't mean you've got a right just to win. And I think that's what we as players sometimes forget. The other countries, like I said numerous times, Anthony warned us and Skog warned us that the Japanese play good rugby. We don't see them, but we've studied them. And I said to the team, it's going to be a hell of a tough game. So we as South Africans have to respect the rest of the world. But by saying that, I really still believe that we can win the World Cup. I know I've always been a positive person, and I've been knocked out a few times in my life, and mostly it's come back. So I still believe we can do it. But the players have to put their hands and the coaching staff and all of us. It's just not good enough. And if we stand together as a 23, play like I know we can play, play to our strengths and have the mental toughness, back our captain, I know we can still do it. And, you know, it'll be one of the best turnarounds in the world, but it's not going to be easy.
South Africa's national rugby coach, Heinicke Meyer, speaking in Birmingham, England. That's where the Springboks of South Africa face Samoa on Saturday at the Rugby World Cup. In Rugby World Cup results Wednesday, the two-time world champion Wallabies of Australia kicked off their campaign with a 28-13 victory over Fiji in Cardiff, Wales. Scotland defeated Japan 45-10 in Gloucester, England. And France moved to the top of the table in Pool D. The French beat Romania 38-11 at Olympic Stadium in London. It was the second consecutive victory for the French. I encourage our VOA listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you check out my Facebook page today, Thursday, you'll see a wonderful photo of 105-year-old Hideki Miyazaki, who this week broke his own record as the oldest competitive sprinter at a meet in Kyoto, Japan. Hideki is shown doing his best imitation of Usain Bolt's lightning bolt pose, except Hideki likes to call it the golden boat pose. Hideki clocked 42.22 seconds for 100 meters, about 8 seconds off his personal record. According to Guinness World Records, Japan's golden bolt didn't start running until he was well into his 90s. Earlier this week, Japan celebrated Respect for the Aged Day. The Japanese government says it has 60,000 people who are over the age of 100. Keep running, Hideki! Keep running at 100.